Hey guys, welcome back to Nathan Symposium episode number. I don't know, I lost track at this point. Today I am joined by a good multitude. Now it's like 10 or some crap. I don't know. Today I'm joined by two guests that honor us. It's kind of weird. It's like a crossover having you guys here. So I have Rachel and Cheke. And Bithia and Eunice. So Rachel and Cheke are the new ones. They're the newbies in the, on the pod. And Eunice and Bithia are, you know, you guys know them. Yeah,
second timers.
Yeah, so yeah. I'll let you guys introduce yourself. So Rachel, you can go first.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me here.
Of course, it's an honor. I don't like that.
I feel like a fan, not gonna lie.
Let's go.
I've listened to almost every podcast, and this was not like a dream come true, but a little like that. But yeah, I'm Rachel, and I'll just pass it over to my brother.
I'm Cheke.
Hi. Wait, so Cheke, let me ask you a question, bro, because I was wondering about this like before when I was coming over here. Do you go by what name do you go by at school?
Anthony. I'm white at school.
Anthony, you're cool, right? Like you're popular at school.
Not really. I just know.
He's lying. He is popular.
I'm not popular. I just know a good amount of people.
Like the gangsters from school. Like, I see you at school.
I do not know the gangsters.
Like the cuss. The cuss, right? All right, Eunice, it's your turn.
What? No.
That's not racist. It's okay. I'm Mexican.
It's not racist. Oh.
What do you say? Give him the mic back. I can't hear him with the mic.
I'm passing this on to Eunice.
No, what were you going to say?
All right, Eunice, your
turn. First of all, thank you for having me back.
Yeah, of course.
What's it called? It's Eunice, and yeah, we're back for episode 2 with...
I don't know what episode it is, but Bithia, introduce yourself while I look that up.
2 with me and BB.
Nobody cares about y'all.
That was kind of rude.
Okay. All right, so...
Hi, guys. This is me, Bithia. I like this podcast. It's a very interesting podcast.
It's episode 7, actually.
Episode 7?
Yeah, I thought I had more. Dang, not yet. Dang. So let's start with Rachel. I know we said this is hey who whatever who we are. Rachel, tell us about yourself. What are you up to? Tell us about yourself. Give us an overview.
Okay.
Pretend you're trying to sell yourself. Never mind.
I'm not trying to brand myself.
No. Talk about. Pretend you're trying to like
listen to this and freak out.
Hook yourself up with somebody. Then how would you tell somebody about yourself?
Okay. Okay. So first thing. I'm 19 years old, so no minors. second of all...
And sorry, here's one. kidding. Bad, Bithia. So, but heads up, I know I should have told you guys this before. I know you guys don't curse like what other people have had on the pod.
I try not to.
I don't know how to censor stuff, so just be careful. If you guys do, I'm sorry.
I know I don't. I go to UNC Charlotte. Let's go 49ers.
Let's go.
Got a lot of pride in that. Lately, I'm officially an orientation counselor for UNC Charlotte, and I love volleyball. I love to paint sometimes. And what else? What else about me is interesting? Oh, I got a good style. Hands down, I got a good style. For people who don't see me. No, I'm not a TikTok star, no.
What do you mean? Like, what?
No.
Well, it can shout you out right here. It's a good platform for people for you to get exposure.
No, thank you. I'm studying psychology so far, and I'm planning on minoring in Italian.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's how would you say? No, I was gonna say Wunderbar, but that's German.
Mm-mm.
I'll figure something out later.
What are you trying to say?
It's wow, but there's a way to not bravo, bravi. That's whack. I don't know. There's a better way to say wow.
Like, ciao.
Ciao is like hola, bye.
Ciao. Mi chiamo Rachele. Io sono messicana e americana.
Io parlo. Io non parlo molto italiano.
Non lo so.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. So. I'm passing it a little bit over to Cheke because he's anxious to talk.
All right, Anthony, take the mic. How do you spell Anthony? Like, is it with is it A N T H O N Y?
How is there any other way to spell
Anthony? Mark Anthony was actually a famous. I think he was like an enemy of the Roman Empire. So. Oh no, Mark Anthony.
The real question is, how do you spell Cheke?
Anthony or Anthony? How do you spell Cheke?
C
put, put, put the mic close up to your mouth.
C H E Q U E.
I
It's because my cousins are interested in you. Check it. What's up,
bro? We spelled it like that earlier because we were making our invite list for our grad party, and we didn't know if it was K E. I always spell it Q U, but I didn't know if it was K E.
K E. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people would put it with K E for some reason.
That's so ghetto. Check it. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Like, what grade are you in?
How I'm a sophomore in our really amazing Lexington Senior High School.
One of the best schools in the state of North Carolina.
I like volleyball. I'm in the volleyball team, and there's not much about me.
He was captain last year, and he's also captain this year.
Oh, my God. If I'd be a senior, I'd be pissed.
He really is.
You like to paint like your sister?
No, I'm a horrible artist.
What's your favorite subject in high school?
Math.
Okay, cool. Do you want to do something with that, like down the road? Okay. Sounds good. Well, Eunice and Bithia, quick overview introduction of you guys. Because, like, I mean,
the best of the best.
Can I already know you guys? Bithia, quiet, anime.
No.
You know, poker face.
Oblivious. I am oblivious, actually.
Unaware of everything.
Realized that yesterday.
Barely. That's how bad she is. That's how oblivious she is. And she just realized that yesterday.
I'm 18. I also like to paint, but only when, like, you know, when I, like, I feel like it. I love
That's
Rachel's style.
It's like only when Rachel I feel like style. It. I go to church only when I feel like it.
I love Rachel's style. It's like the best style. I go to church. I'm in choir.
check in Rachel R as well. Just
yeah, check in Rachel R as well.
She was looking at me like, what? Like, she was dumbfounded by it.
I play soccer. I'm pretty good at it. And tennis. Okay. Yeah, I got good ball control.
Wow, we got athletic guests today.
Okay, I'm going to pass it over to Eunice now.
All right, Eunice, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Eunice. I go to Central Davidson High School.
Boo.
Oh, my God.
go Spartans.
I'm on the soccer team. We beat BTS school. We're 5-2 right now, and next week we play the only two schools we've lost to. I currently have 3 points, 2 assists, 1 goal. Yeah, not much. I'm going to GTCC for culinary.
Oh, you're a senior, right?
Hmm? Yeah, I'm a senior this year.
BTS is a senior as well, right?
Yeah.
Where are you going to school, BTS?
I'm probably going to go to UNCG.
Let's go. That's my alma mater. UNC Charlotte could have been my alma mater, but I left because I'm not that rich.
Was it far or something?
It's an hour.
Didn't
Before, heard, yeah, kind of. Because yeah.
I was hearing your last podcast, and you said that you went to UNC Charlotte during the pandemic. So
it was like pre-pandemic. Yeah, it was in the middle of the pandemic, actually. Yeah.
So I don't know how that went. Like,
it was cool because at first, like, it was a really cool experience, but then the pandemic hit, and we just all went home, and that was that, and never again.
Y'all not have like online classes?
No, because at that point it was like, no, like everybody passed. Like, it was just if you had a good grade, like a. At least a C, you passed. If you had a bad grade, it was,
it's one of those things where if the school catches fire, you automatically pass.
I guess, yeah. It was like you passed or no grade. You didn't get a grade if you were failing it. Oh. And so that was the case with me. We didn't take online classes. We just, you know, just went home and we got passed. Yeah.
That's
kind of cool. Yeah, that's kind
of cool. It was cool, but a lot of people were worried at the time because of their transcripts, how it looked whenever they would, like, let's say med school or grad school, like how that would look on their transcripts. But I mean, at first everything was so uncertain before, I mean, when COVID hit, so nobody really knew what was going to happen.
But it
so
was towards the was end of like everyone's year. We only had 3 months left.
I was a sophomore my spring semester.
Oh, wow.
Around
so
yeah,
you
4 years ago.
So
dang.
Oh, 4 years ago.
It was around this time. That's true.
It is.
That's crazy, man.
I remember everyone was so happy.
Me too. I was happy. This is so cool. Like chaos. Like everybody's like panicking. It's super cool. But
not gonna lie, I don't remember things. I don't remember being stuck in the house.
No, it's just a blur.
Yeah.
I remember getting packets from school and not wanting to do them. And I don't think I did them. And I still passed because no one did any other work over the pandemic.
Boy. What's your GPA in school? I'm checking.
I have a 4.29.
Oh, you're a tryhard.
Wow.
You're a tryhard. I graduated with a 4.3. when I was in school. Yeah, so
that's really good.
Yeah, I'm trying to be like you. No, because when I was a sophomore, like in your grade, I didn't care about school. Like I had this epiphany moment. I was like, oh, I gotta try hard. All right, Rachel, let's start with you. So, UNC Charlotte, you're what do they call them, a Niner? Like, isn't there like a rock over there?
49er.
Like,
what?
Like, there's like a rock or something, like a mine, because like miners are a big thing over there. Like, you know, I heard there was a rock of some sort.
There's rocks. Okay, so it's Mabane, because they no, because they recently renamed that hall. Yeah. It used to be known as College of Education, but now it's known as Mabane Hall. Okay. And then it's right beside, right across from CHHS, uh-huh. And right beside Mabane, yeah, is the. There's like four rocks, but I don't know if that's what you're referring
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I heard there were rocks because when I was in orientation, they were talking about rocks. A rock in specific.
Probably in the botanical gardens.
I never went to the botanical gardens. I had a deductive reasoning class, mm-hmm. And there was a buddy of mine, super freaking darn smart. His name was Joey, and he was cool. Yeah. And and deductive reasoning was a hard class. It was logic and philosophy. This guy would just go smoke at the botanical gardens every day after class.
They're really nice.
I'm going to go one day. I'm really close early, though.
I always pass by because it's near East Deck, and I always park there, and I see a lot of families, yeah, walking, children. Cute. So it's really, really nice. But I also know that they have the Niner, our mascot,
yeah,
Norm,
uh-huh,
where you throw a penny in.
Oh, that's
like
it.
That tradition.
That's
yeah.
That's tradition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because yeah. There was like...
Like a fountain?
Kind of. It's like... It's a whole miner.
Like the whale?
No. It's a person who has a pan.
Like a plate, and you throw the coin in the plate?
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. But you have to like... Throw it at a distance and throw a penny, but specifically just a penny.
So, what do you get out of it?
Well, usually,
isn't it like a superstition or something?
You usually do it to see if you're gonna pass the test or
that's
not
how it is,
for yeah, luck.
Would
yeah,
you do that?
I didn't, and I did not. I did not pass, and I did not.
UNCG, we had. I don't know the mascot. I mean, it's a Spartan, but there was this lady, like kind of like statue. And the people then went.
Oh,
UNCG,
I think I know what you're referring
know,
to.
Like people would put apples. They would bring it apples to pass, and like so directory. Like that was a while back. When I graduated like 2022.
Like you place it like around
the statue.
Yeah.
And people were like, you know, they would do it to pass grades. Like I don't do that. You know, I worship God, and that's that. You know, God's
amen,
gonna help
amen
me.
Amen.
I pray before tests.
Me too. It's like, in the right name of Jesus Christ, bro. If I pass, I pass. If not, oh well. I take the L.
Leave in your name, man.
So,
but yeah, there's also like four rings.
Rings.
It's like up a hill, kind of.
Uh huh.
And it. Sorry, if you pass by them in like in a minute, you're guaranteed to graduate on time.
What the heck?
But it's kind of hard to do that because it's up a hill, so you have to do it up the hill.
So
in 60
I'm assuming
seconds.
Like all the athletes like were able to do it, huh? Like, yeah, pass.
I don't know. I haven't seen anyone try it. I haven't tried it. I'm scared to try
it. Where are they by?
You know where the library is at?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
it's right beside it, beside yeah, Smith Hall Smith.
I had
building.
An idea to be there. Yeah.
So
yeah, because yeah, it's like on a hill. Like even mm-hmm, the student building is like on a hill. Kind of like
the hammocks.
Yeah,
with the hammocks.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Sounds good. That's cool.
Yeah, no. I kind of got to learn a lot.
What's your favorite thing of that school from that school? I love UNC Charlotte. It's just semester
everything.
One. I love it. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's really, really nice. I really love Culverd. Not going to lie. It has become my place to go because uh-huh, of the way it's set up. Because
yeah,
do you know? Do you
yeah,
know why?
I'm familiar with the campus.
Yeah.
I would always go to the music building. I forgot the
Row?
Name of the music.
No.
It's right beside it, I think.
Yeah,
it's
Row
nearby.
Arts,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go to the music building all the time. It was cool, you know. I miss it, man. Good times.
Yeah.
But oh well.
My favorite part is Culverd because they have like a student lounge
yeah,
on the bottom floor and everything. So I always get to chill there. And I don't really go to the student union as much.
I used to go there alone when I first started.
There's a lot that goes on there.
Like what? Like people fornicating or what?
Whoa. He always brings that up. You
Whoa.
Always bring that up.
Whoa.
You tell us to watch out what we say.
Right.
All right. That's cool. I'll get back to you in a bit. Check it. Let's move on to Chiquito.
Chiquito.
Why volleyball? Tell us. And nothing wrong with it. It's cool. I mean, you're pretty tall. You have some height to it. Like when I was in high school, they didn't have volleyball, like men's volleyball.
My sister.
Oh, she's your inspiration?
She's not my inspiration.
Dang, that's mean.
No, technically she is, but since when she got into it, she got me into it. I just started liking it, and then I started watching it, and then I got lucky enough for them to create a team last year.
So you're the one that created it?
Not technically.
Use your words, BTO.
It's the thought in general, like everybody wanted a volleyball team for the men.
Yeah, everyone was
kind of pushing,
rooting for it. Yeah.
Is there a lot of schools?
Go ahead.
Is there a lot of schools that have boys volleyball teams around?
Not at all.
Like about how many schools?
Like there's ranked teams in North Carolina, but they're really far from us. So I think there's regions in North Carolina where there are a good amount of schools. But like the closest volleyball school to us is like in Winston.
Or what's Lexington?
Tri-City.
Ranked?
Oh, we're not ranked.
Not ranked? Dang, no. That's bad, no?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys just started, no? So it's like, yeah. I don't expect to be number one.
Yeah, and he's really good, too.
I should go watch you one day, bro.
What's your precision check?
Y'all if y'all want to come. I know this is going to get posted afterwards.
Easy words.
But there's a game on Monday, and we're going to win that one. Like, I'm pretty
tonight,
sure we are.
You're good.
This Monday, yeah, next
Monday. Monday, March 18th.
Oh, boo. Y'all are lame.
I wonder if I can go. I'll probably go.
I don't think so. Me behind the scenes just switching microphone back and forth.
That's cool, Cheque. You're a sophomore.
Yes.
How are you liking it, bro? I know you say you're almost done next year. You'll be a junior. And what? When does the school year end for you guys?
June. PTI, you should know this. When does the school year end for us?
June 7th.
Yes, June 7th.
So that's about 3 months from now.
Yes.
What? Thus far, what have you enjoyed the most of your sophomore year? Hold the mic, mi chiquito. Pobrecita Rachel, she's getting tired.
Well, I honestly do not. This semester, I haven't liked it as much as last semester.
Why not?
Well, it's not specifically harder classes. I've just known less people this semester compared to last semester.
You usually take honors classes?
Yes.
Like which ones?
Well, last semester I took honors pre-calc and honors chemistry and
man,
English.
You're smart.
But those classes were fun because I knew people in those classes.
Who was your English teacher?
Miss Boyle.
I heard of her, but I don't know who she is.
So, yeah.
What's been the... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
So, and compared to this semester, they just haven't... I know people in my classes, but I don't know a lot of them compared to how I did last semester.
What's your clique? Like, who do you hang out with at the high school?
It depends. I don't really have a clique.
Because when I go to the soccer games, you're always with the cuz.
But that's not my clique.
Dang, why not? You don't
it
claim
isn't
them?
It is my clique.
Why? You don't claim they're very uncivilized?
They're not uncivilized.
Oh,
I wouldn't say that.
Them. So cute. Okay, I'm getting a very dangerous territory.
And what did you say?
I'm getting in very dangerous territory.
No, you're not. But it's okay.
I don't think the cuz listens to my podcast, so I'm safe.
Yeah, I think you're safe too.
Okay, that's cool, dude. What's been one thing that, I mean, you already kind of mentioned that you don't have people in your classes that you know, but what's one thing that you're like, dang, I wish this could be better? Like something that you wish you could make a better experience out of?
School wise.
That is so loud. Hopefully, I didn't pick it up.
School-wise, one thing I would better myself in, or I would want to be better in general.
The first thing that comes into your mind.
Yeah.
Nothing's coming up in my mind. That's why.
Okay. Something that you. So it's more like something that could be better for you. If that makes any sense. Like perhaps a class, perhaps a teacher, perhaps an experience.
Oh yes, I don't have a first period teacher.
What the heck? What class is this?
Foods and nutrition, and I wanted to get switched out of it, but I ended up not doing it.
Who was the teacher at first?
Miss Cross.
That's what I thought. What happened to her?
She transferred over, and no, she didn't transfer. Well, she's working with the college classes now and in that department.
That's my girl. That's cool. I love Miss Cross. She's awesome. That's cool, man. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I think we can move on to Eunice.
Yeah.
And let's move on to Eunice Spartans.
Spartans.
I was a Spartan as well when I went to college. So Eunice, senior year, are you going to miss high school?
I think so, yes. I have a lot of underclassmen friends, and I feel like that's what holds me back a lot.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Guys or girls?
Girls. Both. But, yeah.
Pobrecito, Abram. What's one thing you're going to miss the most?
My foods teacher. I think my foods teacher. We have a very, very close relationship. I only had her for my foods 2 class, but...
Yeah.
I'll go in there and like talk to her every now and then, or like if they're cooking, she'll be having a class and last year I didn't have a fourth period.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be in there and like her class, she would be teaching. She'd let me go down there and just like make myself something to eat and stuff.
So you've learned how to cook?
Yeah.
Dang, my boy Abram. Yeah. You hear this, Abram?
Chill out, bro. What's it called? No, no. I think that's
Rachel's what's it called? She's what's endorsing Eunice and Abram.
I endorse love. I don't endorse people. I endorse love.
Me too.
That's okay. True. Anyways.
My brother.
JK. Please, Rachel, please. Okay. Yes.
Asaf doesn't listen to this.
Okay. yeah, I feel like with my foods 1 teacher, so she was teaching foods 1 and 2, but what's it called? They ended up getting they ended up switching off, so because the foods 1 teacher was doing interior design, so I had my foods 2 teacher. With my foods 1 teacher, I liked cooking beforehand. I loved doing it and stuff, and it was fun, but it was never as much as like my foods 2 teacher, Miss Scott, I guess motivated me in a way. And also like every time I would do something, she would be like, this is like really, really good. And like Miss Scott, like she was like that too, but she never really did it as much, or like I think she just give out pointers more than just being like, dude, you did great, you know, and all this stuff.
Yeah, like build that kind of relationship.
Yeah, and I told Scott I was going to GTCC for culinary, and she was very, very excited. I love her. Guilford Tech Community College.
Are you excited to go to GTCC?
Huh?
Are you excited to go?
Yeah,
to
I really am. I'm.
God, I got a burp. Sorry, guys.
I'm excited for whatever is coming next, and nostalgic on the past, I guess.
It happens.
On what I'm leaving behind.
You live and you learn. Oh, rest in peace. Well, Bithia, we can pass it over to Bithia. Bithia, you're a senior as well. That's sad. What are you gonna miss the most of your senior year?
Probably the sports. Boys.
Whoa, that was like
what?
So oblivious. Yeah. Sports.
What did you say? He said sports as well.
Yes, okay. It's like boy sports.
Boy sports? No, like the sports I be doing, like the team and
you
like
played basketball, right?
No.
Oh, wrong condo.
I play tennis and soccer.
Oh, you're gonna miss that? What about it exactly you're gonna miss?
Just like hanging out with the team and like having games and like I don't know, something to do or having a crowd.
You know, this is video. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, the cool people that listen to the podcast will know. Like, so this is a guy, like, he's, like, college basketball. And he's, like, he's sad because, like, you know, they're like, what are you going to miss the most from this college experience? And the guy was, like, eating dinner with my teammates. And he started crying. Something like that.
But
it's,
so
like, when
cute.
You actually get as like, Dan, it's actually kind of deep. Because,
that's
like,
sad.
For them, like, yeah, like, that's their time.
Oh,
that
we have that,
to,
too,
like,
bro. That's
you
sad.
Know, build memories and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do you do that with your teammates? You guys
well,
go.
We
eat?
Did it yesterday.
Bad.
I mean, no. After yesterday's game, that did not go too well.
You guys lost.
Dario's, yes.
Oh.
We just nicely went against a 6'9" D1 offer person.
Oh, I heard you did tell me about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Zion Williamson of tennis. I mean, volleyball. I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. So what are you not gonna miss from high school? I don't know where the emphasis would go.
Probably like the side characters, like the people at school.
The side characters.
I call them side characters because like I don't care. Like you know the cringy couples you be seeing, or the very cringy people that just like
freshmen.
Yeah, the underclassmen.
Those people disappear out of your life.
I know.
At some point.
That's like, why I'm saying that's the least people I'm gonna.
Like when I wasn't like when I graduated. Like now that I've graduated, like I hardly talk to people from high school. Like
yeah.
I talk to my white friends like Seth and Jacob and Gray.
No, because I saw this TikTok the other day about how if social media didn't exist, like all the people that you keep up with wouldn't exist and you wouldn't exist to them either. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think
because we revolve so much of posting what happens in our lives, yeah. Everything, but at one point in life people didn't have that.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure
yeah.
They kept up somehow though, like at the time, like let's say like
well yeah like, but I mean like all the out, extra like, people hey. Like you know people who just have followers and followers and followers yeah. You really don't know what the 400 500 followers that you have, because at some point you get lost in who they are in your life, because some people aren't that important in your life,
and then you get involved with your own life, you just don't have time to keep up with other people's lives as you get older.
I mean you're probably still friends with them because small city,
yeah,
and
or you see them at least like at the store, yeah. Or like when you're going
remember me
yeah, that happens to me when I'm like at the store. What school are you going to?
You said UNCG.
So
yeah.
Yeah, I already told you this, or you
yeah,
know you're asking
already
this
said.
UNCG?
Yeah.
You said I might go to UNCG whenever you introduce yourself. Why
most likely.
Might? Okay, same difference. Why most likely?
Most likely. If not, then I'm going to the Davidson Community College.
That's good.
Yeah, because, you know.
Why UNCG?
Why?
Yeah. Eunice told me because of culinary arts.
It's a good business school. It's not too bad. And it's not expensive either, like some
like
other
they
places.
They pay you to go to school.
And también, yeah. They, it's right, not that far either.
Charlotte.
It's not that far either, so you know
it's
I'm
like
not gonna
you
have
can
to
commute.
Yeah, can just live at home. Don't okay. Have to live with the roommate. Nasty
that's cool.
Roommate.
I lived with the roommate. He was a gangster. My boy Silas.
Did
Silas
you live
Boogie.
Over there?
Yeah.
Shout out
Rachel
to Silas.
Rachel just asked. I mean, your BB doesn't like sharing the mic, but Rachel just asked.
No, she does. She does.
Like if they let me live over there. I mean, I guess I just lived over there on campus, and you know, it was okay. It was a cool experience. I think that made the experience a lot more fun. When my college experience, I was like very involved and whatnot.
It's also 40 minutes from here.
UNCG?
UNCG, yeah.
I think it might be close. No, I don't know how close
no,
it is.
Yeah.
Right now. Like for me, it was 35.
For you, it was because you're
I'm
closer.
Off
yeah.
Yeah, the highway.
But BTS a little bit more farther
yeah.
Away.
Now, I don't know, you're going to say something. Spit. Okay.
No, yeah. Because that's what.
You consider UNCG?
That, yeah. My two options after high school
like
was between UNCG and UNC Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And not gonna lie, UNCG provides a lot of benefits, and there were occasions my first semester that I was like, shoot, maybe I should have chosen
UNCG.
Uh-huh. But for me, it was 40 minutes from my house to there, and 45 minutes from my house to Charlotte.
That turns me on. That's awesome.
And so I was
like,
it's like five more minutes.
Yeah.
What does five more minutes do? You know
that's
what I mean?
Beautiful.
In reality, in the aspect of it.
Yeah.
And so I fell in love with UNC Charlotte. I visited UNCG about like 2-3 times and UNC Charlotte the same times. And I just preferred UNC Charlotte because at the end of the day, I knew I was going to commute and I preferred for my personal preference to commute at a school where I knew that I was going to love walking around, you know, and you could also have easy access wherever you go. It's not that big. It's big, but everything connects. As soon as you get your classes and everything, you see where things are. You know where things. Bless you. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, to plan out my route. And since you kind of start getting hang of like where the classes are, you're like, oh, McHenry, oh, Smith. Oh, Colvard. Yeah. And so it's not that much of a confusion. But honestly, I met some UNCG students last week. Yeah, last week.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, really nice. And they also have great programs over there. So I really like that about them.
When I was at UNC Charlotte, I parked like on the outskirts of the campus.
You didn't pay for parking?
I did, but it was not as expensive, and it was a good form of cardio. It was by
like La Entrada, right? Like
yeah, it's kind of like Johnson something way, Johnson Way Boulevard.
Like the Wellness Center.
So it's like the alumni sense building. It's like right there. It's like there's like you go around and there's like a parking lot at the very in the on the outskirts.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And so the alumni building is here, and you got some residential halls, and then you turn left. That's what that was my. And you're right. That was my route. Like though it was despite the distance, I already had my route planned out. So planned out. Okay, I know it's a 15-minute walk from my parking spot to the school to the campus, main campus.
Yeah.
So I get there at a certain time, and I know where to go. I would go through. I would turn left. I would go. There was a parking deck, and then I would go through a cone, and then I would just go straight, and like that's how I would end up. But good times. Yeah. So, what is one thing, considering that Bithia and Eunice are seniors, what is one thing you would advise? What year are you in college?
I'm first year.
First year? What the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, did you graduate with the staff?
Yeah, I did.
So I was not doing anything with this life. What is something you would recommend? What would you recommend? Like, tell them a tip or advice for them that will be starting college this fall.
Wow, that's a good question.
Just a bug him.
What? One thing for sure is if you're going to be traveling, like using your car, make sure you have everything you need in your car. I know it might be a short commute or a long commute, but always be prepared. I know your car is going to be a place where you're going to turn back to. So make sure you always have extra stuff, food, blankets, extra pair of clothes, an umbrella. An umbrella. Please buy an umbrella because it rains a lot. And so especially in college, you are walking and it doesn't matter if you're wet or not. You have to get to your classes.
It's like you check it. Yeah, especially that like when it comes to a campus as UNC Charlotte, UNCG has it's a decent size too. So
I need to write this down.
GTCC, I mean, depends too. Like if you go to the Jamestown campus.
So I would definitely recommend that pepper spray. I haven't bought pepper spray, but just for your safety, because you never know lo que pasa.
Just get a gun. Just kidding. What? Well, you know, it's right to bear arms.
Exactly.
Okay. Republicans.
Chill. We don't talk about politics on this.
Okay, part. I'm sorry.
You're okay.
I'm sorry. And what else? Okay. Academic-wise, the load, to be honest, is not going to seem as much coming in.
Right.
But what you need to know is a lot. So it may not seem like a lot, but you need to know a lot. So you may have two classes a week, maybe just one test, one quiz, homework here and there. But really, 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 I would encourage to enhance your study skills because it matters a lot, recalling information. So not only studying to have short-term recall, but also for your long-term memory. So...
Don't do what I did. I mean, I don't want to be cocky about this, but I would have my pre-law classes and I wouldn't go to class until the day before. I would study and go take the test and I would get an A, so I'm too good.
That pisses me off.
The thing is that I would do is like association. Like, okay,
this man
like,
is talented.
No, I'm not. It's just each case, like, okay, like
someone
there were cases.
Get him in the FBI.
I'm not that smart. I'm no Jacob Carlson or Seth Worley or Blake and Avenue. The thing is that I would kind of associate things like this goes with this, and just association. I would like reduce the information that I'm taking in, that I'm digesting by a lot, just focusing on the things that actually do matter. Like, for example, that's what's telling the staff. He has to take the DMV test.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, don't look at the wrong answers. Who gives a crap about the wrong answers?
Exactly.
You're not going to care. Unless you really want to know the material and why they're wrong. But if you just want to pass, don't give a crap about it. Like, just look at the right answer and associate it with the question and move on.
Yeah,
that's how I would learn.
The blurting method, just writing things down and like blurting them out, as well as just it is beneficial to take tests. Practice tests a lot because that just makes it better in the long
run. And write your notes. Like, I would handwrite my notes instead of using a computer, unless you have an iPad and an Apple Pencil. But computer, I would never use my computer
to write notes. But it's proven that you remember more stuff when you write it down than when you don't.
Affirmative.
So
I second that.
Yeah. And as well as set time schedules. I know it seems like you have a lot of time, but you really don't. So set time schedules.
Yeah,
I'm still struggling with that. But every once in a while, when I do,
my day seems to go faster and I get more productive. So yeah, those are.
Wow, Rachel, you're so smart.
A lot of the times it also depends how your classes are laid out, because sometimes I would have classes when I would register, I would even consider what she's saying, like my study time, like, or time for me to do things. I would consider that a lot. And so I was like, okay, I see I have this gap of time. I'm going to have 2 hours. I would go ahead and go to the library and study. Excuse me.
By the way, Charlotte's library is so confusing because
I never went.
You
to
get
library.
Lost so it. Quickly. You get lost so quickly. I got lost so many times. I still get lost.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing for sure. Just time, like balancing your time properly. And I think that's something you can take advantage of whenever you're scheduling your classes.
Otherwise, just enjoy it, please, because
get involved. Do the most that you can.
Honestly, I forgot what I was going to say. Fall in love with being a beginner. So fall in love with being a freshman, fall in love with being a first year, of seeing everything, of falling in love with the campus, the curriculum, the students, the teachers, the professors, everything. Just
so there's this
no. Just, I mean, make connections, network. That's what I'm trying to like work on as well. And also enhance my knowledge of the school, because as an orientation counselor, I'm gonna have to know a lot of things about the campus and how to access the resources, whether it's like financially, academic, how to get tutoring, how, like, where to go to campus for this, where not, and things of such.
Yeah, it's some connections for sure. That's something that even into this day I haven't built. I have professors that I'm cool with, that I keep up with, not on a daily basis, but occasionally I text them and just talk to them, and I've built that relationship with them. And I think that's only at Wingy when I first went. Now, this may seem a bit paradoxical, and this might be something you could take advantage of, given that you're going to a smaller school. But at UNC Charlotte, for example, I struggled to make connections, given that the student-professor ratio was drastic. Higher. It's a lot higher as opposed to Wingate. Wingate was smaller, so it's easier for you to build connections. You see the same people almost every day on campus. As opposed to UNC Charlotte, professors really don't have the bandwidth to make connections with many students that they see every day, every week, for the whole semester. And that's the challenge that I found at bigger schools. UNCG, I kind of was able to build those connections as I moved up the ranks throughout my collegiate career. But connections are going to help you a lot, because they guide you, or they give you the resources that you need, even post-graduation.
Yeah, for letters of recommendations with whatever you're trying to do for work, even jobs on campus, that does require recommendations, and then just later on in your career path, whatever you and choose to do.
On top of that, now that you brought up jobs, I would say look for internships while you're in school, because that's something now that we're all kind of in different stages of our lives.
Kind of crazy.
And so, yeah, like I've graduated December 2022. We're in March 2024. It's been a while. And the thing is that at first I was able to find something within my field, which was paralegal, but it wasn't something that fulfilled me. And now the one regret I have, given that I spent most of my work or my studies in political science at UNCG, it's that I didn't build enough connections to help me afterwards. And that's why it's essential for you to build those connections now, because when you get out, let's say you're in you find yourself in a gap like mine, like me right now, I'm in a kind of like in the trenches, and like job hunting is crazy. It's super hard right now, but with connections, it can connect you to the right people, or they may even be able to help you out and get you a gig. But it's important to make those connect. That's how valuable they are, because they're going to help you a lot post-grad. Because what I'm doing right now is that I'm looking for jobs, but I kind of have exhausted my connections, because that's where I started. It's like, okay, I know these people, and I'm going to ask them and see if they know of anything or anyone that may be hiring. And they can guide me towards the right process. But I've gotten to the point where I've exhausted all my connections. And even though I'm really, as you guys might think, that I'm charismatic and whatnot, I can build those connections easily. I wish I could have done more in college, but then I'm not gonna beat myself up over it. But that's that. Yeah,
even then, you could still build more deeper connections or go to events that can lead you to more opportunities. I personally think it's never too late to start connecting with people and networking.
You're always gonna connect with people.
that's one thing that I surprisingly found over the weekend, because I had a it's called a Southern Regional Orientation Workshop. Mm-hmm. It was for 3 days, but one of those days we had to prepare beforehand because we hosted the conference.
Right.
And so you'd be surprised on how easy it is to get people's information, but don't be afraid to ask, because that's one thing.
That's one thing that
I struggle with, because you're introducing yourself, you're introducing your major, you're introducing what school you go to, and other people are doing that as well. And just asking them, hey, can I have your number? Can I have your Instagram? It seems so simple, but that one little connection could save your life later on. People matter. We are social creatures, and that matters so much. And so I struggled a little bit, but the connections that I did make, I made a friend from UNC Chapel Hill,
right,
who is also an orientation leader, and I thought we weren't going to talk after the whole conference.
Yeah.
We still are talking. We've mm-hmm. met up because yeah. he's on his spring break, everything. Mm-hmm. And there's this other girl who goes to UNC Wilmington.
Right.
And so, yeah, we've been talking ever since. And so I think it's a great opportunity to do in your life.
Yeah, you just have to get out there. It sucks. I know you're more introverted, Bitya, than most of us, but I tell this to people, you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone, because it's going to help you, and you don't do it now. So, one thing I talk to a lot with Pepe is, the past is the past, it's over. The future, you don't know yet, but the present, you have to work on your present so you can have a better future in the case that you get to that future. And a lot of the times you have to get over this barrier, this massive wall that you may feel uncomfortable doing it at first, but once you get over it, you'll feel relieved and comfortable and happy with yourself with the fact that you were able to knock it out and do that. And that comes with connections. As Rachel said, it doesn't hurt to ask. You don't lose anything. Approach every conversation at first, no strings attached. If you get something out of it, phenomenal. If not, it's okay. At least you met them and that got for whatever. There was a potential and you tried. So it's just something you're going to have to get out of that comfort mm-hmm. zone sooner rather than, and you want to do that sooner rather mm-hmm. than later, because if you do it later, it's going to be too late. Not late. Not that there's not an, it's going to be harder. It'll definitely be harder. So
it's because in high school, it's built to have those connections already.
Oh, I was going to say that right now.
Yeah. Because uh-huh. you were mentioning
your teacher or something.
Yeah. Scott. Yeah. It's easy because they connect you with him and you can build that relationship without having to do the first thing. You know what I mean? Because the first few things of getting that connection are the hardest steps you'll take. But after that, it's just a breeze. So, it's crazy because, I don't know, I personally didn't make a lot of connections in high school, even though it's made for that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
No, it's me in high school. To this day, I have connections, teachers that I was really cool with. So get to know everybody. Talk to everybody. The thing is that I have friends like Jacob, my buddy Seth, Gray. They're smart, and then we're still keep up with each other. We kind of help each other in this science of life, when learning how to live, essentially. I keep up with them. Say, hey, what's how are you doing? Well, what are you working on? And sometimes they might be on the same, in the same stage I am at, or maybe they've already overcame that stage and they may help you. Hey, this is what I did. This is what I know and whatnot. So I don't want to exclude Checa. So I actually do have a question for Chequito. Check, I know you're not a senior. You're still,
a sophomore. I'm a baby, so.
Yeah, compared to Rachel, it's a freshman in college, our first year. You guys, how old are you, Check? 16. Okay. I was going to ask you something, but I forgot. Dan, what was I going to ask you? All right, Eunice, you can go take a break. You can go pee. You, check here.
You.
Sorry.
Wow.
Wow, so disrespectful. I thought we were respectful.
Have you thought, considering that we're having this kind of conversation and whatnot, you tend to surround your... Well, at church, of course, there's people that are older than you. Have you thought about, next steps, or you're how's that experience? Are you just living in the present?
School-wise?
Yeah, like school-wise.
I want to go to Wake Forest.
Oh, really? For what?
I'm not sure what I want to... I don't know what specifically I want to do. I know what the job I want to do.
What's that?
I want to be a lawyer. I'm not sure in what yet.
Uh-huh, it's fine.
But I've always wanted to be one, and it's always been rather interesting to me.
Yeah, that's something for sure. Like, that was my plan. And I'm still considering going to law school. I'm still considering it, but I don't love it. And I think that's one thing with lawyers, either you love it or you hate it. In the industry that I worked in, not long, it was like 8 months that I was in there for, but I got to know the attorneys, and like, you either really love it or you freaking abhor it. But it also depends on the kind of law you do. Because I did family law, and it's like, even as a paralegal, it was tough. Like, it's one of the, considered to be one of the more stressful branches of law. But I mean, I think it really depends on your calling, like who you want to help.
I just know I'm not going to do immigration.
Why not? That's funny. I want to do immigration. What do you think about it?
I don't think much of it. I just know I don't want to do it.
It's a lot of paperwork from what I've heard. It's a lot of paperwork.
You can also do company.
Corporate law?
Yeah.
They could do corporate. I heard that piece very well.
It does.
The thing is that from what I've seen.
It runs in the family.
Oh, that's
my
cute.
Cousin just graduated. Well, Yeah, last year she passed the bar exam. And
I'm
not going to
do something with my life. Your dad, what was he? I'm curious now that you guys are here. And Rachel's looking at me like, what the frick does my dad have to do with anything? Your dad, what did he go to school for in Mexico? He graduated with something, I heard.
I'm pretty sure it was business.
Administration or something. That's what I heard. What would he do back then?
Well,
if I'm honest, I have not asked him.
Axed.
He does not know. Axed. It's like that damn McDonald's.
I have my little accent sometimes.
Forensic?
Okay. Yeah, no. He used to work at a fast food company.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, over there they work from a very young age.
Yeah.
And he just climbed up the bar. He came as an employee to a manager and then supervisor.
That's cool.
And then got to go to business trips. He actually, while being in Mexico, he had trips coming to California. So he was a very well-rounded
individual.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what he studied for, business
and what part of Mexico is he from?
DF.
Oh, like my parents.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Jeppe wants to be a lawyer in the near future. I remember when I had those aspirations.
Yeah, no, I'm on his.
If anything, I feel like since I've never really thought of anything else I've wanted to be, I think the same thing that you're going through is probably going to happen to me in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm going to think, do I really want to do this?
Do you read a lot?
I used to.
You used to? What happened? You just don't have time for it.
I like reading. It's just like actually sitting down
and reading.
And reading is just like,
I worked with an attorney, and he's cool guy, rest in peace. I mean, he whatever. Point is that I haven't talked to him since, but he was really cool guy. He's relatively young. He's not super old. And he said something about reading, like reading really helps a lot because it takes a lot of reading. So reading also enhances your speech, the way you speak. So that's something he said, that because he thought I told him I wanted to do law school, but I wasn't sure. I was like, I don't know. And he thought I read a lot. I was like, I started reading more now. That's something that you'll definitely need, of course, as you go up on, you pursue that and you go, you seek that endeavor. Reading a lot, I guess, is something. But as you said, you'll figure that out as you go.
We're in a book club, actually,
oh,
with
that's
our cousins.
Cute. Why don't you guys invite me? I love reading. I just started reading.
We should have. It's more of a cousins thing.
I understand.
Yeah.
Y'all
should
My cousins
start.
Are not intellectual
really?
Enough to do that.
We actually started it 3 years ago.
Yeah,
3 years ago, we read two books.
What books?
By Mary Lou. The I think War Cross. It was about how people were living in this virtual reality and then had like the glasses, kind of like what Apple is doing right now. And
the Vision Pro.
Yeah, uh-huh. But everyone had their own
world. Well, not world, but
like reality
living. Yeah.
Yeah, and so there was this competition that occurred every year by a millionaire. Yeah, a company. And so it's just about that and how she was poor. And she
got picked, and it was cool.
Sounds like Squid Game.
Yeah, kind of. But not really. So
it's not about death like that.
Yeah, you don't really die in there. But the book that we're currently reading, it's called what? I Am Finley Donovan. It's about this author who writes murder books. She writes about how to like murder people, but what not the? How to murder people. But that's her genre.
Uh huh.
So
like mystery.
Yeah. And she just got a divorce with her husband because her husband had an affair and she's broke.
Yeah.
And so her agent got her a deal and they paid her already, but she hasn't put anything out. Mm-hmm. And so she goes and meets with someone and someone overhears her and is like, do this job now.
Yeah.
So they basically are telling her, I'll give you, what, 20,000? 50,000 to kill someone.
Spoiler alert.
She does.
Rip.
Yeah. So we're not done with the book. It's only like, what, one third of it?
Not even a third.
No.
So the book club, you guys get on FaceTime and talk about it?
Right after choir studies.
Oh, that's cute.
This Monday.
Yeah.
And we have not read yet.
So. No.
Have you guys read the Bible? Exodus 1 through 16? Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's a good question.
Speaking of, Nathan, tell us about Moses. I'm not trying to go back and read 16 chapters in the next 45 minutes.
I've only read 10. Moses basically... I don't want to go too much into like how we got here. He was born, you know. He escaped the Pharaoh's daughter found him. They raised him, whatever. So the main thing is that he's like he moves. He finds his lady, because he moved somewhere, and I think he went to a well. Mm-hmm. And there was some girls coming with their sheep, and some guys were like abusing them, like they were beating, trying, like they were kind of like bullying them.
Right.
And he went to go defend them. He left because he had killed somebody, and they found out because, and he left. An Egyptian killed a Hebrew, and so he saw that, he defended them, he helped them, get their water, and he fed their sheep or whatever. And then they went back, and their daddy was like, "What the heck? Why are you guys so back so quickly?" And he was like, "Oh," they're like, "Yeah, some guy helped us out, do this and that." I was like, "So why didn't you guys bring him over here so he can eat?" He came. He met them. He was happy. He liked them. He was like, "Well, you can have one of my daughters," and he did.
Take her, please.
And so that happened. Okay, he left. He chilled there for 40 years, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And then he's going. He's on the way to feed the sheep or something. He's just walking with the sheep. He took him out for a walk, and then he sees this burning bush, and it just doesn't burn completely. It doesn't consume completely. It's just there. And, I guess he was nosy, and he was just like, what's going on? I'm going to check it out. He goes to check it out, and he hears God speak to him. He was like, "I want you to go to free my people." I was like, no, I can't do that. I don't know how to talk. I mean, what the heck? They don't even know who I am. What am I going to say? I was like, "Tell them I sent you." And he was like, "No," he was making excuses. So he had the vara, and he was like, throw it on the floor. And he does, and it turns into a snake. He's like, "Oh," he gets scared. And he's like, "Now God tells him, pick it up." And he grabs it from the tail and turns back to, staff. And then he's like, "Put your hand in his sandal." He does it, takes it out, and he's it's leprosy. And he puts it back in, and then it comes out, it's normal. And then he tells him something about turning water into blood and whatnot. And God kind of was working through him. And Moses is like, "Well, I guess I'll do it." And he goes to Egypt. And he tells him, "Go find Aaron. Aaron's going to talk for you, okay? Just go find him and whatnot." And Aaron and Gohem go before the Pharaoh, and he's like, "Hey, we want to, you don't mind freeing them?"
"Hey, let him go real quick."
"Yeah, please. Let's just go. We just want to go to the desert and give something to God. That's all. That's all we want to do." And he's like, "No." And the Pharaoh's like, "Now because of that, they're going to work a lot more, and they're going to have to go get the paja, the hay, and they're still going to keep building. So I still want the same amount of work. I don't care how much time. When the same amount of time, done, whatever." And they the people of Israel's like, "Man, you guys screw us over."
Yeah.
And it's like, "Nah, chill. hold up. God help."
I was just joshing, sir.
God, what'd I do? I told them already. What the heck do you want me to do? Go back and tell him. I want you to go tell him, but I'm gonna make his heart in his heart. And he was like, okay, I'll go. He said, but I don't know how to talk. I was like, oh my God. I'll take Aaron, and Aaron's going to talk for you. You'll be God, and he'll be a prophet, okay? He's like, all right. And he's like, and give him the staff, kind of like that. Uh-huh. And he takes a staff, and he's like, and they're like, okay, like, hey, you got to free them. And it's like, who are you, dude? He's like, we're coming in the name of Jehovah. Who's Jehovah? I've never heard of this Jehovah guy. And it was like, God. And he's like, the God of Israel, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of Bambi, Cookie, and Isaac. And and he's like, he says no, bro. He keeps saying no. So I was like, all right, you know, we'll be back. Say, like, God, help. And then, like, they keep going back and forth. And God's like, bro, go talk to him. Like, Dane, stop coming back to me. Go talk to him. And he's like, okay, okay, I will. And he's like, hey, you need to free them now. And he was like,
Bro pitched a fit.
And Aaron was like, and Aaron brought his staff, and Aaron was like, hey, like, God's like, show him what you can do with the staff. Give it to Aaron. Like, not you. Like, just give it to Aaron.
You missed the party. Get out of here.
But you're going to be there. And he gives it to Aaron, and Aaron is like, God's like, and you're going to throw the staff on the floor, and it's going to turn into a snake. And he does it before the Pharaoh, just kind of like scare off the Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh's like, oh, you think you're cool, huh? I was like, let me get my enchanters, and I'll do the same. And the enchanters come, and they throw their staffs on the floor too. But and they turn into snakes. But Aaron's snake eats all of them. And I was like, let's go. You know, he won.
Bro, ate it up.
And then he was like, no, I'm not going to do that for you. I was like, dang it. Okay, so like plagues start happening. I don't know the order of the plagues exactly, because I was just reading it, mm-hmm. but plagues begin to happen. And so it's like for the first three plagues, he's like, I don't want you to free them now. Pharaoh's like, no. And then he's like, all right, I'm gonna send a plague over. And then basically sends a plague out. Uh-huh. And then like, I don't even know why I'm recording this on the podcast, but I mean, I guess.
Sorry.
And he's like, he sends a plague out. And he was like, how you think you can do that? My enchanters can do it too. They do it for like three times. And then the enchanter was like, man, we can't really do it anymore, man. And then like, they just have these plagues. And like, then God, it's like, then the Pharaoh's like, all right, stop, stop. All right, I'm just kidding, man. Just stop. Just free them. And he's like, okay, okay. And like Moses, and he's like, just stop doing that. Moses, all right, okay, let me tell God, and then you better free them. And then he does, and he's like, nah, I'm just messing, bro. I'm not going to free them. And he kept doing that so many times.
It's a betrayal.
Like, he's like, okay, I'm going to come back for you. And he plagues. And then he's like, I'm going to free them. And he's like, just stop. And they go back and forth, and it never uh-huh. really happens. So that's basically where I'm at. I am going to reassure as much as I can in the amount of time that I have. But having said that, having read and talked about some literature, just a few last things. Because I do. I don't know how much time. It kind of has like a metronome here on GarageBand, but it's been a while. So, Eunice, what's one thing that you want to do? What do you want to do at school, like, after you graduate? Like, high school, college, you want to go to culinary arts? What do you want to do that?
Huh?
What do you want to do with culinary arts?
I really want to look into, I've seen a lot of, things about being a personal chef.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interested me because...
You can be my personal chef.
My personal chef.
Seth, really? I've seen a lot of things about being a personal chef, and in a way, you're able to either just be like, hey, what do you want to eat, or they leave it up to you.
Just
you
say
know?
You're just a maid.
Yeah. No. No.
Jackson.
He's getting political.
Technically, kind of.
He is. They
just be like, I want this tea. And be like, okay, here you go.
But yes, I mean, in a way, I'm doing what I like. But I also...
Your mom likes to cook too, so that's good.
Yeah, I also really... I want to study culinary just so... It's something I like to do, and I have a... Not, I guess, a degree or whatever, you know, uh-huh. with that. But I also want to do... I want to be a flight attendant. Okay. And they send you to school for that. They pay you to go to school for that. And it's a couple months, not that long. I think it's 3 months to become a flight attendant.
It
and
is.
Then you're able to do what you want to do, you know. And then days that you have off, you're able to get a flight anywhere you want for free. And all you have to do is pay taxes. So
you work a lot, though.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine that, she's not my friend anymore, but she's in a flight attendant for American Airlines. And, like, mm-hmm. she's always traveling and working. At first, it's cool. But after that, you kind of just get burned out.
Yeah.
Because they're
never on
the people.
Yeah. People get
annoying.
Customer service and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, the people.
Yeah, the people. They're going to be annoying. They're just going to complain.
She's targeting certain people.
Super cute. Yeah. Maybe because she travels all the time.
Personal chef could really work for you, because have you seen TikToks of where like they have personal chefs for like basketball players, stuff like that.
That's so cool. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, maybe because mostly because they study like nutrition and stuff. So for sports and things like that, they're able to like meal plan for them and
become a dietitian or something like that.
Like they're or able to give them the food that they need to feed their bodies in order for them to like have that endurance and be able to do what they need to do in the best, in la manera más atenta.
That's beautiful. Bitya, what do you want to do with business?
I want to study marketing and advertising.
What do you want to do with that afterwards?
Make money, but that's what Cheka said. That's what Cheka said. but like, I want to do something like in clothing brands. Like, I want to advertise for clothes or something like that.
That's cool.
And then, I really just want to see where it takes me.
Right.
Because like, I can't really say what I want specifically, just because I really don't know.
You gotta explore more.
Yeah, I gotta see my options and think about it, and then I can retire, get a husband, and be a stay-at-home mom.
Cookie. So, Rachel.
Whoa. No.
No. Stop. Rachel. What do you want to do? I know you're going to school. You initially said psychology. What do you want to do with that?
Okay. At first, my game plan was forensic psychologist. Mm-hmm. I know I touched base on this a few days ago, but I'm really changing my mind to clinical psychology. Okay. So, therapist.
You'll be the next Sigmund Freud.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Sigmund Freud had some ideas about, mother and sons.
I know. That's weird.
So I don't think complex. I want to associate myself with Freudian ideas. Or ideals.
Who's your favorite psychologist? Sorry.
Oh, wow. That's a... Okay. Ironically... Freud, because he had some ideas that were out there.
Do you like the behavioral approach?
Yeah.
Better. Me mm-hmm. too. Let's go.
Yeah, they're very more like Eros and Thanos.
Eros.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. the drives and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So that's what I like. But I really want to help people with their problems. My parents a lot tell me I should become a family therapist, but I think okay, baby girl.
Whoa. BB girl. You said BB girl.
Yeah. Why not? But yeah, if that doesn't work out, I heard that with a psychology
degree
you can go into law or if that does not work out for me,
then you just law become a housewife.
Just law. Law.
Housewife.
Just like me.
Kidding. Just kidding. No, dude.
I think I vote for Nathan to be a housewife. Do you want to be a housewife? I feel like you want to be a housewife. Hey, yeah.
Bro. Nah, I'll be honest.
If your wife was making bands, would you be?
Heck yeah, dude. That'd be top notch butler, man.
Bro, is cooking, cleaning, washing dishes.
He's single, by the way, ladies. No, he's single.
Chill, so.
He's taken. Shout out to my girl, Elisa. Come back, please.
Please come back. Nathan was a little stingy.
So, he's so sad. He misses you.
So, one to wrap it all. Wrap it up.
What are you? Okay.
What am I?
Okay. Looking forward into you working with Beppe and everything.
Yeah.
What's a goal that you have right now?
With Beppe.
Yeah. Just what's your goal? What's your game plan now?
I don't know.
Give us a preview or something that you've
tried
been thinking
about. Into technical writing when it comes to technology.
Uh-huh.
Because writing is something I've done in school and in...
And you're really good at that.
Step by, it means a lot coming from you. And when I was at work as a paralegal, and so technology, like to kind of immerse that into technology, given that I've also worked at Apple, something that really caught my attention. So I think that's the end goal. It's just getting there. It's been a bit tough lately with the interviews and whatnot. But... it is all right. You live and you learn. Oh,
wait. There's a saying: once you go down, there's only up.
Yeah, I mean, once you hit the ground, you can't go any lower. You just go up. Eunice, now that Eunice has a mic. To wrap it up, what is one thing that you want the audience to know that you're working on, that you're planning, that you're doing, anything?
Fixing up my car.
What car do you have? Huh?
Okay.
Hey, don't come on my podcast capping.
No. So There's a 2007-8 Toyota Tacoma, the brown one, that's been parked outside because it broke down, but it was Dad's.
Oh, the tan one?
Yeah. Then it was Steve's, and that truck is my. No, not
that. That truck has a lot of miles.
Not that one. Huh?
The truck has a lot of miles. Yeah.
But I'm very attached to the truck only because
that makes sense.
It was Dad's, then it was Steve's, and me and Steve hung out a lot in that truck. Peace. We went to Disneyland a lot in that truck. Aww. Did a lot of activities in that truck. And I don't know. That truck is just like, to me, that's my truck. Yeah.
That sounds kind of sentimental value.
Yes. What's it called? I mean, other than that, I'm going to need a ride to school, more mainly college.
You could just walk
and stuff.
Right now. Like,
she won't let me walk. She literally will not let me walk. It's the most fresh. It's like a four. It's a 12-minute walk. It's 4 minutes. It's 4 minutes in a car. Not even 4 minutes. But yeah, she won't let me walk to school. It's so funny. But what's it called? Mainly because there's no sidewalks here. Like, I hate that. There's sidewalks going towards Lexington High School, but there's no sidewalks going to Central. Okay. So that's what worries her, I guess. She just thinks that someone's gonna run me over. yeah, fixing up a car, and that way I'll have a way to and from school with college. They're making fun of you.
No.
Okay, and then from that, I'm very much focusing. Honestly, the only things I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of wrong, but it's honestly just school, soccer, and the gym. I've been lagging it with church, but I need to.
That's the main thing.
You want me to flex for you real quick?
Boy. Bitya, what's one thing that you're working on right now at the moment?
Sir?
What is one thing that you're currently working on at the moment? What? That's dumb. What's something that you're working on at the moment?
Let me think. Oh, I'm trying to get scholarships, signing up for scholarships. I'm trying to find a prom dress because they're so expensive, like $100 for a dress.
Taking a prom?
Nobody. I'm gonna go by myself, guys.
Jacob?
No. Yeah, I'm gonna go with my friends.
Ooh, Eunice is getting jealous.
We know a lot of Jacobs. Okay, first of all, second of all, Jacob Salazar is a freshman.
In a different school too. Yeah, that's weird.
3 years.
That matters. Anyways. Right, that's illegal. what else? Let me think. I'm trying to graduate, too, you know, graduate.
What's something that you'd like to tell the people before we leave? The audience, sorry. Not talk, it's the party.
Have fun, not too much fun. Live your life a little. And laugh a little.
What the heck?
You do not only live once. You live every day. Live it that way.
It could be the last day you live.
Like
you could die tomorrow.
I'd say that.
That's how it is.
But you're not only living once. You're living every day.
What do you say?
I would say you only live once.
You don't only live once.
That's a good debate. I think we can have another pot. Man, she's being selfish. What did you say, chicken? Let me use the mic.
I agree with you. Only live once. YOLO.
Super cute.
YOLO.
Chicken, what's
YOLO.
Something that you're currently working on that you would like for people to know or just anything that you would like to tell
I'm
the
not
audience?
I'm not working on anything.
Girl.
Volleyball. Oh, I'm also working on soccer, you know, trying to be good.
We moved on.
I guess
here.
I'm
sorry.
I guess I'm working on volleyball, but it's just like I don't see it like as a I have this goal and plan.
Yeah.
I just see it as something I'm doing.
Kind of like a little side thing that you're doing. Cool. Is there something that you like for the audience to know before before we go?
Don't do drug, kids. Don't do drugs.
She's so oblivious.
I think he's saying you
D. I won't do drugs. I won't have an addict. So you guys know that song? Or I won't respect I will respect myself. E. I will educate me now. Rachel, to culminate.
I've never heard of that song.
Me neither. I just went along with
it. You guys are too
it.
Young. Rachel, to culminate, what is something you like for the audience to know? And maybe something that you're working on or just something you like for them to know?
Currently, I'm working on myself. For orientation counselor, I know I've mentioned it a lot, but I am going to live in Charlotte for 3 months over the summer.
That sounds going to be sad.
R.I.P. Y'all can come visit, though.
Let's go. Yes, you're in there.
But yeah, so just working on my reactions, positive reactions equal open doors and opportunities. So y'all, please be aware, also self-aware, and be emotionally intelligent of others.
You heard that, BTM? Be self-aware, bro. Oh my God.
You're oblivious.
All right, guys.
BTM, but yeah, what about you? What about you?
Me? Nothing. Just a pod. Trying to make the just podcast grow.
Not gonna lie, I had so much fun. Oh, shout out. Shout out to my parents. Shout out to everyone who was here before me. Shout out to everyone who mentioned me before. I love y'all.
My cousin's gonna be a firefighter.
But shout out to my parents. My mom incentivized me to do this. She was like, go ahead, do it. And I hope to be on future pods.
Let's go. Well, guys, I think... I'll check it. Yeah, take the mic.
I have nothing to say. I'm just holding it.
Thank you for having us once again.
Final goodbyes. Bye. Right,
goodbye. It's a pleasure.
And cheerio.
Mic drop.
Hold on. I'm trying to stop this.